Good morning, and thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hello, Vicky. I'm calling because I don't even know what this is. What is this? $59.89. Why did I get charged $59.89?
I would have to pull up your account, sir, to be able to tell you that. You reached a third-party call center.
I don't know how you picked that because I don't have an account number.
Well, if you have a charge, sir, you have an account. May I have your zip code so I can find that account?
14215. Oh, I was just saying that wrong. I'm sorry.
You said 14205?
14215.
What's your first and last name, please?
Wesley Moultrie.
Thank you, Mr. Moultrie. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account, please?
21 Amsterdam Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14215.
Thank you, sir. It looks like you've been enrolled in a mobile food app. When I say app, I mean an app, just like an app for your phone. Excuse me. It's called Bites Hub, and it's because you responded to a sweepstakes, Mr. Moultrie, to win a free iPad. This app just gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs, recipes, meal plans, things like that. And he charged you $59.
And I'm really sorry. There was some mistake, and I got charged because I shouldn't have got charged for something I never even asked for.
When you paid the shipping and handling, Mr. Moultrie, there's a disclaimer that comes up stating that you have to be enrolled in the mobile food app in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win.
Okay, where's that disclaimer at?
It's on the website, right where you placed the order, sir.
I didn't place
it. In the terms
order.
And conditions.
I just signed up to win an Apple. I didn't sign up for anything else. If that thing had something in little writing, well, I'm sorry, but you can cancel this account and please return me my money.
They offered for $20 a month.
I didn't have the money in there, and you guys cost me $35 in overage fees.
You have something right down your cancellation number, sir.
Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, sir, your cancellation number is going to be C, as in cancel.
920-436-618.
C920-436-618.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I refunded that $59.89, sir, back to your MasterCard ending 8113. Mr. Moultrie, you'll have that money back on your card, sir, within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. The thing is, I'm just now getting to the internet. I haven't been on. So when I signed up for the iPad, I didn't know all this other stuff came with it.
Yes, sir. You have to read the terms and conditions, sir. When you do things like that before you put your credit card information in there, always go to terms and agreement or terms and conditions, Mr. Moultrie, because they'll tell you if there are any other charges or additional charges, it'll be in the terms and conditions. And those were actually in there. But you have to also be careful, Mr. Moultrie, because if your credit card information is already in your computer or in your phone, a lot of times these websites can capture that information just by you going on their website, and you'll be charged unbeknownst to you because it's happened to me before. I got charged $64 by Google, and I didn't know that. Right. But they refunded it still. But, you know, if you have autofill, you have your credit card information already stored in your phone, be very careful on those websites, sir.
Okay. I'm going to just delete my information.
Yeah, you should. You need to. Really. Seriously.
You do it because you think it's convenient. And it's
exactly
easy.
Right.
And you don't even think about somebody robbing you.
That's right.
Or communicating a charge. You know, I'm gonna have to get better at this. Like I said, maybe a year I've been on this thing.
Yes, sir.
I don't even own a cell phone, so.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know you don't have your information in your computer, Mr. Moultrie. You better take it out.
No, this is just a tablet.
Oh, well, still. You'll need that kind of information because you have hackers and all kind of stuff that can obtain that information without you even knowing it, sir.
See, I don't.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take more time with this. But thank you for your help, and thank you for your...
Yes, sir. You'll have that money back on your card, sir, within 3 to 5 business days. I apologize for any inconvenience, but you won't be billed again, sir.
Okay. You have a great weekend now.
You do the same, sir. Stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.